ایمان را در خودتون تقویت بکنید، ایمانی که هم در اینجا شما را شرافتمند می کند و هم در پیشگاه حق آبرو دارید و با آبرومندی وارد می شید به حق تعالی.
In the path of the Imam.
In the name of God, salam and welcome to the program. Dear listeners, we are with you to discuss the first part of Imam Khomeini's testament, where he explains Hadith Thaqalain, meaning the Quran and the progeny of Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny. Imam Khomeini passed away in 1989, but his thought and way has remained for seekers of truth, justice, and freedom. The Imam has left behind his testament, which illuminates the path of the Islamic revolution. We are going to discuss the main axes of his testament in a number of episodes. Stay tuned, please. Writing of Testament has its roots in old times. The Arabs, before the advent of Islam, used to write their last will. It was also common in Iran. Like many good customs, Islam didn't rule out this custom and rather strengthened it. Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny, in different hadith, recommended Muslims to write their last will before death. He advised Muslims to determine their properties for their heirs according to Quranic teachings. The Prophet himself mentioned 9 main points in his testament, namely sincerity, justice, moderation, pardoning of other things, spending for others, bond with relatives, thinking in creation, remembrance of God, and admonishing through the marvels of creation. The custom of writing testament continued after the Prophet's passing away. Imam Khomeini, as a true student of the Prophet's school, wrote a comprehensive testament which became known as the Imam's Political and Divine Testament. This testament is considered as one of the charters of the Islamic Revolution and the Islamic Republic. It includes many features of the discourse of the Islamic Revolution. Imam Khomeini starts his testament with praising God and greeting the Prophet and his infallible progeny. Then he addresses the Hadith Thaqalain. Hadith Thaqalain was said by the Prophet of Islam and reads, "Indeed, I am leaving behind among you 2 weighty things, the Book of God and my progeny, my Ahlul Bayt. They will never part each other till they join me at the Pond Kothar." Imam Khomeini says in his testament that Hadith Thaqalain has been mentioned by both Shia and Sunni scholars so repeatedly that it has made it a decisive and firm document. He says, "After the passing away of the Messenger of God, whatever occurred to one of the 2 things, including the Quran and the Ahlul Bayt, has occurred to the other one too. The loneliness of one is the loneliness of the other, so that these 2 lonely things will go to the Messenger of God at the pond. And it should be said that the oppression that the rebels, the ungodly rulers have done to the two, trust of the noble prophet, blessings of God upon him and his progeny, has been done to the Islamic Ummah, and rather to the whole mankind. Imam Khomeini, after pointing to Hadith Thaqalain and the importance of the Quran and the Prophet's progeny, briefly analyzes what happened to these two things. He says that after the martyrdom of Imam Ali, peace upon him, egoists and rebels expelled the noble Quran from the scene and completely nullified the divine just rule. Thus, they founded deviation from the religion and Book of God. Imam Khomeini laments, "Now let us see what has happened to the Book of God, this divine trust and legacy of the Prophet of Islam, blessings of God upon him and his progeny. The sad things that one should shed tears of blood for them began after the martyrdom of Imam Ali, peace upon him. The egoists and rebels used the noble Quran as an instrument for their anti-Quran rules. Through different excuses and pre-designed conspiracies, they expelled real exegetes of the Quran and those familiar with the realities who had gained the whole Quran from the noble prophet, blessings of God upon him and his progeny, and the call of, 'Indeed, I am leaving behind among you two weighty things,' was in their ears. They expelled the Quran and the Ummah from the scene by the Quran, and they nullified the divine rule of justice, which has been one of the ideals of this holy book. And they founded the deviation from the religion of God and the book and the divine tradition to the extent that one is ashamed of writing them down." Imam Khomeini, God's mercy upon him, stresses that the rebels, the ungodly rulers, expelled the noble Quran from the scene in a way that they used it to justify their own vested interests. The Imam writes in his testament, "The more this errant foundation advanced, the more waywardness and deviation increased, so that the noble Quran, which was sent down from the lofty status of one God to the hand of Prophet Muhammad for the growth of the world people and is the point of gathering of all Muslims and rather mankind to take the world to justice, was expelled from the scene in a way as if it had no role in guidance. And what is worse is that the role of the Quran in the hand of the oppressive rulers and scholars who were more wicked than rebels changed into an instrument for practicing oppression and corruption and justification of oppressors and opponents of Almighty God." Imam Khomeini continues with deep sorrow, "Unfortunately, the Quran, this faith-building book, by conspiring enemies and ignorant friends, has had no role except in graveyards and the places of the dead. And the book, which should be the tool of convergence of Muslims and mankind and the boom of their life, turned into the tool of discord and difference and was totally expelled from the scene." Dear listeners, next time we will continue the issue.